If you really hurt someone unintentionally because of an error of your own knowledge, and you subsequently realize your error, would it be of any value to apologize to him? Or would it be better to let the issue be and continue on in life, content with the knowledge that you know your mistake and will not repeat it? What is really hurt? You're driving at night and it's dark, you know, you can't see where you are, and you drive into him or his wife. Here, if you don't tell, that's hit and run, and that is validly a crime. You've done a real hurt, you know, of the kind that is, let's say you're completely unintentional. You didn't know. Nevertheless, you have caused, you know, immense harm, a harm that can't be corrected. And you can say, well, I didn't know, so I'll saunter off. For instance, suppose also you are at a bar and this girl makes a play for you. And as far as you know, she's, you know, eligible and appropriate. And then it turns out that she's the girlfriend of a new girlfriend, let's say, of a friend that would be horrified to hear about this. Now, I don't think you could justify it in that case, saying, well, I didn't know, so good luck to my friend. It wouldn't be an issue of apologizing. I think it was a matter of loyalty to him to tell him. And I don't believe that if you hear gossip about someone, even a close friend, you hear that his girlfriend is cheating on him, I don't believe that you should necessarily tell him. Because so much of this gossip is unjustified, and you may not be close enough to know what's going on. It's just not your business. But if you are the person involved, and this person is a friend of yours, I think in friendship, you should tell him. Now, if you hurt him because you didn't send him a birthday card or whatever, I would forget about it. You know, if you really hurt him, he's going to pursue the cause insofar as he can, and he is right to do so. Whereas you would have no grounds to hide it except fear of what his reaction is going to be. Otherwise, why wouldn't you tell him? So I would say the fact that you know it does not entitle you just to walk away unless it is a hurt that is not, quote, really hurt, but a minor one that's not of much significance to either of you. You know, to concretize your answer, very often I find you can't answer till you know specifically what a phrase means. So I tried to think what would be a non-really hurt, a hurt that isn't really hurt, that nevertheless you could just walk away from morally. And I couldn't think of one. So if the person who asked this question can give me a couple examples, I might put an addendum.